Okay, guys, game's already started. 5:39 left in the first quarter. Score is 2-2. These Bulldogs are looking pretty tough, but the Sea Jacks have come up on fire. Very well rested after about a four-hour drive. At the three-point shot by number 12, Litke. And Sea Jacks bringing the ball down into Lynn and out to Kuzakin. Kuzakin with ball on the perimeter. Over to Brandel. Back to Koso. Koso up. Shot. Good. And a foul. Koso will be going to the line. Scores 5-4. Bulldogs. Bulldogs a 3A school here on the Kenai. And they are playing the varsity team, not the JV. This is the varsity McKiskey Bulldog team. And Koso scores the free throw and puts it at 5-5. Bulldogs bring the ball down. Very good tight defense for the Sea Jacks. Ball's out of bounds. Bulldogs head up to throw in bounds with Mawson. Get the ball in to Missing. Missing travels. Ball goes the other way. You listen on the radio. T-Jacks are going left to right, the way we're speaking, and the Bulldogs are going right to left. Okay, Kuzakin with the ball. Up for layup. Makes the layup. 5-7. 5-7. T-Jacks have taken their first lead. Bringing the ball down are the Bulldogs. Ball out to number 22, White. White goes up for the layup, draws a foul, shot good. 7-7. White will go to the free throw line. Foul is on Bryant. White for the free throw. It is good. Scores 9-7. Bulldog lead. 4:42 left in the first quarter. Ball goes in to Brian. Brian over Kuzakin. Kuzakin goes in for a layup. Ball is blocked. Brian picks it up and travels. Ball goes over to Bulldogs. And Malston will bring it in. Brings it in to Litke. And we'll get these names down here pretty soon. Back to Malston. And goes into the big man and then back outside to White. They're keeping the ball outside. Running the perimeter game. Looking for that three-point shot. Found one. And it is in by Missing. Scores 11-7. Bulldogs. Koso with the ball. Bulldogs are putting on a full-court press. Looks like a 2-2-1. Dropping back. And Lynn with two rebounds. Koso back with a three-point shot again. Missed off target. Ball's back over into Litke. Litke back down ball. Back to Litke for a three-point shot, and he makes it. Boy, they're really knocking down these threes. Score is 14-7. 14-7, Bulldogs. Koso over to Brandel. Brandel dribbling the ball up over to the top of the key. Bring the ball back in. Inside throws the ball away. Picked up. Litke has the ball. Litke over. Number 32, Payne. Payne back outside to White. White back over. And stolen by Brandel. Brandel's bringing the ball down. Slows it up. Looks at a three-point shot and takes it. Missed shot. Rebound by White. White's bringing the ball down by itself. Gives the ball up to Mawson. Mawson tries to take a three-point shot. Offensive rebound there by Missing. Missing passes it back around again to White. White takes another shot. They get the offensive rebound again. To Missing takes the shot. They get another offensive rebound. Number 12, Litke gets the ball. He's driving in, takes a two-point shot. They miss it. They get another offensive rebound. As it come out with the ball, Missing takes another three-pointer, and it is in. Wow. Five offensive rebounds for the Bulldogs. What do you think? We're halfway, about 2 minutes into the to go on the first quarter. Score 17-7. What do you think, Elena?
I think that Nikiski is being really aggressive, and they're getting a lot of offensive rebounds and knocking down their shots. And the T-Jacks need to step it up if they're going to get their lead back.
Okay. All right. We got Koso underneath. Back out to Brandle. Brandle for a three-point shot. He's off target. Bring the ball down. Number 30, Stafford. Stafford is over to Litke. Litke's down to missing up for the layup. Misses it. Another offensive rebound. Ball goes back out to Litke. He passes the ball back out to huge number 30, Stafford. He misses. Brian gets the rebound, bringing the ball back out, passes it to Kazakin, goes up 3-point shot and travel. Wow, what an aggressive game. This is an aggressive game, folks. Tell you what, these T-Jacks are staying right in there with them. They just got to get an offensive rebound. They're in their 2-2-1 press. They go outside to number White. To White, number 22, and he shoots a three-point shot and makes it. Koso up with another three on the other end. Brian with the offensive rebound goes out to Brandle. Scores 20-7, 56 seconds left in the game. Ball goes down to Brian. Brian goes up with a three-pointer off target, and ball goes out of bounds. And it is White ball. Okay, ball's being brought in here by Litke. Litke bringing the ball down the court. And ball is over to number 22, White. Into the big man, number 50, Hanley. And Hanley goes up for the score. 33 seconds left in game, 22-7. Ball goes to Brian, back out to Kazakin, up for the three. And shot is good for Kazakin. 22-10. 22-10, they're back in a 1-2-2 press. Ball goes to the big man for the Bulldogs and back outside the perimeter three-point line. Doing most of the ball handling is White up here at the top and then missing periodically Litke. Litke with the ball right now, gets it over, and Malston takes the three-point shot, and it is in at the buzzer. Scores 25-10. At the end of the quarter, wow, this is definitely a perimeter team, Elena. There is no question that they are not looking inside. They're looking for the perimeter shot only. Well, do you think that what are we going to have to do to wake back up here?
I think they're just going to have to stop the three-point shot. They're still in their 1-3-1 zone, and they could just do a 1-3-1 matchup and stop the three-point shot easy. And also just get offensive rebounds, because getting out rebound is, you're going to lose every game if that happens.
All right. Well, real quickly, before they get back in here, Elena, tell me how the girls' game went. Tell me how did you perform, and how did you guys do? Saw a lot of positive things there.
I'm not going to say anything nice about
myself. Oh, I love the definition of humility. Elena had a great game, along with the rest of these young ladies, and a very tough game against another 3A varsity team. Okay, the boys are back on the court. Looks like number 34 just took the shot, Bostic, and was blocked by Brian. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be T-Jack's ball. Toso's bringing the ball to the floor for the T-Jacks. He throws it on over to Kazak, and Kazak and over to Brian. Brian to Brandle, and back out to Toso for the three, and off target. Looks like the T-Jacks have come out a little bit more aggressive on this set. Hopefully that's going to be the same way on the rebounds. So we got a big man in the middle for the Bulldogs. They're passing ball back out inside the perimeter and back inside to the big man, Hanley. He's going to be hard to handle. They have two guys out there, both of them about 6'3 and a half, 6'4. However, our aggressiveness should help us out a lot. Ball goes inside to Bryan. Back out to Kazakin. Kazakin up for the three-pointer. Missed. Back on the other end by Stafford. Stafford's bringing the ball down. Out on the perimeter. Gets the ball back inside. Bostic with the ball. Back out to Missick. And then out to Hanley. Hanley with the ball. Bringing it back out for the three-pointer for Litke. He misses. T-Jack's getting an offensive rebound. Beautiful job. And he puts the ball up. Koso misses. And follow-up by Brandel for the 2 points. Scores 27-12. 6:32 left in the quarter. They go to the other end. Immediately start shooting three-pointers. They shoot one. The T-Jacks get the ball. Koso picks up the defensive rebound. Elaney, it looks like Coach must have got on him in the quarter about defensive rebounds because they have not let an offensive rebound go by this whole quarter so far. Brandel bringing the ball down. Goes to Bryan and Kazakin again on the perimeter up for the three-point shot. Misses. Kazakin with the rebound. Back up for the two-point. Misses. Bulldogs with the ball on a fast break. Number 14, Eater. And who is that? Oh, Mouston. Mouston with the shot and the 2 points. All right. Looks like we got a foul on the Bulldogs. Koso's going to be bringing the ball in. T-Jacks have a stack. Brandel with the ball over to Bryan. Bryan with a beautiful move on the inside. Misses the three-footer. Ball go, he gets his own rebound. Goes back out to Koso. Koso's driving in. Takes a beautiful little jump shot. Misses it. Out of bounds. Bulldogs. T-Jacks ball underneath the basket. Well, I don't know what he said to them during that quarter, but they have certainly come out aggressive, super aggressive. Toso's going to be bringing the ball in, or passing the ball in, out-of-bounds play. Goes out to Brandel. Brandel over to Kazakin. Kazakin over to Koso. Koso up for the three. No good. Bulldogs ball rebounded by number 24, Mawson. Bringing the ball down. And Mawson still has the ball. On over to Stafford. Stafford goes up for the shot and is fouled. Let me see. Who is this foul from? Foul by Lynn. 5:15. Is it? Foul by Bryan. Foul by Bryan. It's his second foul. Okay, Stafford goes to the free throw line, makes his first one, preparing for his second one. Scores 30-12, 5:15 left in the quarter. Rebound, another defensive rebound by Bryan. These guys are really putting on a show on rebounds, just not able to hit a shot. They're playing much better, just not able to hit a shot right now. Ball's on the other end of the court. Stafford shoots about a 25-footer. He gets in, tries to look for it again. Doesn't take it. Ball goes back out to Missing. Missing goes for a three-pointer. He missed it. And they're fighting for the ball inside. Brandel ties up the ball. It's a lot of hustle. And the ball goes back to the T-Jacks. Kuzakin throwing the ball in. Ball goes to Koso. Koso's going down the floor. T-Jack's getting set up against what appears to be a man sometimes. Sometimes it's a 2-3. Little misplay there. Gave the ball up. Ball goes to the other end. Number 34, Bostic has it. Passed ball over to 30. Stafford with another three-point shot. Another offensive rebound. And Bostic again with another shot. Misses it. Bostic goes after his own rebound. Missing. Goes drives in, gives the ball up to number 24, Mauston. T-Jax gets the rebound, go to the other end, throw the ball away. Well, it looks like they're a little bit more aggressive. The problem is they can't seem to hit a shot. What do you think, Elena?
Yeah. They just can't make anything. Okay, Nikiski ball missing, bringing it up the floor on the left side. T-Jax are still in a 1-3-1 defense. Kicks it over to the right wing and finds a wide-open man on the left block. So that's Gavin Wyatt with 2 points. He scores 32-12 with just under 4 minutes left in the first half. Braden bringing the ball up. Nice pick and roll between him and Brian. Braden gets a three and misses. Nikiski with the rebound, going all the way. Kicks it out for a three-pointer, but throws the ball out of bounds. King Cove ball. Zachary inbounding the ball, finds Brian. Brian taking it, passes it out to Braden at the top of the key. Kicks it to Zach at the left wing. Drives past his defender but gets the ball tipped. Scrambles out of it. Ashton with the ball at the top of the key. Finds Braden. Driving it all the way and throws it out of bounds. So, Nikiski ball. On the floor for the T-Jacks, we have Braden, Ashton, Zachary, Ilya, and Brian. Who is that? Litke bringing it up the floor, passes it to the right wing. Tries to pass it down to the left block, but Zachary picks it up. He's going down the floor. Finds Brian, and Brian gets a lane all the way to the basket for 2 points. Missing, bringing the ball up. Kicks it over to Litke, but they get a backcourt violation. So it is T-Jack basketball. Braden with the ball. Kicks it over to Zach, the left wing. Over to Ashton at the corner, who finds Brian down low. Back out to Braden, back out to Zach. Drives it in, kicks it to Brian, who then gives it back out to Braden. Tries to get it to Zach, but it is tipped out of bounds by Litke, but it's going to stay T-Jack ball. Brian gets it and driving all the way up for a jumper. No good. Nikiski with the board, bringing it down the floor. Finds an open man on the right side who kicks it back out to the top. Back over to Gavin White, who hits the three. Scores 35-14 with 2 minutes left. Ashton open for the three and no good, but Ilya with the offensive rebound puts it back up for two. Nikiski ball on the right side. They're getting trapped. He tries to find the open man, but Zachary gets another steal who gives it off to Brian. He's jetting up the middle of the floor, kicks it out to Braden, then back up to Zach. Steps back for a three. No good. Nikiski ball racing it down the floor, kicks it back out for the three. He drives in for a jumper and hits it. And that's Litke for another bucket. Braden bringing the ball up the floor. Over to Zachary. Back over to Braden. Driving it in. And he tries to bring it up, but he gets fouled. And that foul was before the basket, so it's going to be T-Jack basketball underneath. Riley comes back in for Braden. Braden's going to take a rest and scores 37-16 with a minute and 12 seconds left. Riley with the ball in the corner kicks it over to Ashton for three, and it's good. Nikiski ball. Litke bringing it up. Over to missing, who drives it in but dribbles it off Brian's foot. So they get a steal, but they threw it right down the middle of the floor, and it got stolen again. So Nikiski ball out at the three. missing, drives it in, kicks it out to Lipke for three, no good, rebounded by Zachary, up to Ashton up the floor, Ashton over to Riley, Riley with the fadeaway, no good, and the referees call it white ball as it was tipped out of bounds on the rebound. Missing, bringing the ball up the floor. Over to Lipke on the right side. Back over to Missing. Back over to Lipke, who then finds Caleb Payne, who kicks it back over to Missing. Chucks it back over to Lipke, who finds Malston. 5 seconds left on the clock. Lipke with the ball over to Missing for three, and no good. And that is the end of the first half. Score 37-19. Nikiski Bulldogs winning.
Okay, guys. It's been a great half. The T-Jacks started off really good and ended up really good. In the middle there, they had a few problems because they couldn't guard that three-point shot, number one. Number two, they couldn't get that offensive rebound, but heck, they're playing a really good 3A varsity team here and doing a great job. All right, we're going to send you back over to our sponsors and appreciate you guys listening in to the T-Jacks and the Rookies. Thank you very much.
And we'll keep an ear out for when the halftime break occurs. Just let us know and we'll put you back on air. In the meantime, thank you to everybody that helps make community radio possible.
We would like to take this time to say thank you to all the people who make this programming a reality. Thank you to the Aleutians East Borough, the cities of Sandpoint, King Cove, False Pass, and Cold Bay, the Aleut Corporation, Frosty Fuels, the Newton Family, and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, the King Cove Corporation, Gould and Sons, and the AC Store in King Cove, as well as Precision Airways, Jim Brown Apartments, the Schumigan Corporation, Sandpoint Generating, Telalaska, Trident Seafoods, the AC Store in Sandpoint, R&D Marine Design, and Aleutia. All of these supporters, and you, the listeners, make all of this programming possible. Thank you so much for your support of public radio here in the Aleutians East Borough.
All right, and if you did not catch the first game, the Rookies defeated Nikiski Bulldogs. Final score, 48 Rookies, Bulldogs 42. We are at halftime facing off against the T-Jacks and the Gentlemen Bulldogs on this round. Nikiski, Alaska. They are at Nikiski Middle Senior High in downtown Nikiski, right down the street from the Hunger Hut and what was formerly Cook Inlet Processing, I believe now Pacific Star. Don't quote me. We're going to give one more shout-out to Aleutian Services. Thank you for your support.
This program is being brought to you by our sponsors at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. Aleutian Services has been serving the Aleutians East Borough for over 30 years and is proud sponsor of community radio across the Aleutians East Borough. Aleutian Services offers transportation and equipment rental solutions throughout the region. This program is brought to you by Aleutian Services, a proud sponsor of community radio and its listeners across the Aleutians East Borough.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians East Borough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
You promised the world and I fell for it. I put you first and you adored it. Set fires to my forest and you let it burn. Sang off key in my chorus, 'cause it wasn't yours. I saw the signs and I ignored it. Rose-colored glasses are distorted. Set fire to my purpose and I let it burn. You got off in the hurting when it wasn't yours. Yeah, we'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dance that was killing me softly. I needed to hate you to love me, yeah. To love, love, yeah. To love, love, yeah. To love you. I needed to lose you to love me, yeah. To love, love, yeah. To love, love, yeah. To love you. I needed to lose you to love me. I gave my all and they all know it. You turn me down and now it's showing. In 2 months you replaced us. Like it was easy. Made me think I deserved it. In the thick of healing. Yeah, yeah. We'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dance was killing me softly. Fell for it. I put you first and you adored it. Set fires to my forest and you let it burn. Sang off key in my chorus.
Time I fear there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away, you're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you loved. I'm going under in this time, I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was scared. tonight fall. And you know here to get me through it all. I let my guard down and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. But now the day bleeds into nightfall. And you know here to get me through it all. I let my guard down and then you pulled the rug.
All right, we are going to go back to third quarter actions. We have the T-Jacks and the Bulldogs live from Nikiski. Here you go, Miss Elena Mack.
Nikiski just came in the third quarter and hit a three, so the score's 40-19. T-Jack ball, Braden with it, gives it to Brian at high post, kicks it back out to Braden. Kicks it over to Riley. Gives it back to Braden. Back to Riley, who drives it in and gets the nice floater for two. Nikiski bringing it up the floor quick. 22, Gavin White with the layup, and he gets blocked. T-Jack ball. Zachary gives it to Riley. Riley bringing the ball up the floor. Looks like Nikiski is now in a 1-3-1 defense. Riley gets it at the left wing for three, no good. And it is T-Jack basketball as it was knocked out on the rebound. Zachary going to be inbounding the ball underneath their basket. Riley flashes out to the three-point line, kicks it up to Braden, who then finds Zach on the other side. Ball is tripped up, and Nikiski gets a steal, but Brian beats his defender on, hits it out. Braden picks it up and tosses it down to Ilya, and Ilya gets a nice, easy layup. Nikiski ball, Litke bringing it up, finds Gavin White, gives it over to Missing, and he tries to skip it over to the other corner, but Zachary picks it up, launches it out to Braden, and Braden gets an easy layup, scores 40-25 with 6 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Gavin White with it, who brings it over to Malston at the corner, finds his way over to Missing, who throws it up for three, and it's no good. Ilya with the ball. Gives it over to Zachary. Zachary with it at the top of the key. Thank you. Brian with it at the high post. Gives it back out to Zach at the top of the key. Dribbling over at the right wing. Gives it up to Braden. Back over to Zachary. Zach hands it off to Braden, but Coach Crawford called a timeout, and it's scores 40-25. Nikiski is winning with 5 minutes and 41 seconds left in the third quarter. Doesn't seem like anybody is in foul trouble. Brian has the most for his team, and he only has 2 right now, so he's looking good so far. And the short timeout for the teams is over now. So third quarter is going to start again. Riley inbounding the ball for the T-Jacks, and on the floor for them, it's Riley, Zach, Brian, Braden, and Ilya. Zachary has it in the corner, dishes it over to Brian, who tries to find Ilya, but Ilya doesn't catch the ball, and it rolls out of bounds. Nikiski ball, they're dribbling it up the floor. T-Jacks are in a 1-2-2 half-court press. Zachary picks up the pass, misses the layup, and Nikiski comes up with the rebound. Nikiski bringing the ball. It's in the corner, all the way over to the weak side wing, down to the corner, and Tyler Malston gets an easy drive for two. Riley bringing the ball up. Over to Zach. Up to Brian at the high post, who gets an easy drive to the bucket and gets fouled by Caleb Payne. And that is Payne's first foul and the team's first foul of the half. Brian misses the first free throw. And his second one is up and no good. Oh, I lied. It bounced in. So that's free throw for Brian. Nikisi bring the ball up over to high post, kicks it for a wide open three in the corner, and they drain it. Brian bringing the ball up, passes it over to Riley. Riley at the top of the key, trying to get past his defender, but gets tied up. Brayden comes and helps him out. Brayden at the top, dribbling past his defender. Tries to bounce past it through the key to Ilya, but it gets picked up. Nikisi ball in the corner, down to the low post, and it gets picked up by Brayden. Brayden dribbling at the top of the key. Gets past his defender, over to Brian for a layup, but he misses it. Kicks it out to Zach as he gets his rebound. Zach misses the shot. And ground ball on the floor of a ball, and Brian fouls Malston. So that is Brian's third foul. And the score is 45-26 with 3 minutes and 58 seconds left. I quit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, Coach.
It was useful for you.
It was. Thank you, sir. All right, guys. This is Gary Lamar back on here, helping out Elena. Looks like the T-Jacks have really come out aggressive. They were 19 points behind at the end of the half, and they're still 19 points behind halfway through the third quarter. So they have really come out aggressive and decided they're just going to put it all out on the floor, and they have. All right. Bulldogs with the ball. Ball goes out, back over to Lidke. Lidke back over to Stafford. Stafford back to Lidke for a three, and good. Koso bringing the ball down. T-Jack setting up. They got a 1-3-1 set for the Bulldogs. And it looks like the T-Jacks is spreading the floor, shooting a three for Brandle, and it goes in. Good job. Moving the ball around the floor, score 48-29, 3:15 left in the quarter. T-Jacks staying with their signature 1-2-2. Shot by the Bulldogs. They missed it. Fast break. Brandle with the ball. Goes up for a layup, misses the layup. Bulldogs bring the ball back down the court. With number 12, Lidke throws the ball out to missing. Missing throws ball back over to Stanford. Stanford back to missing. Back to Stanford. Everybody playing on the perimeter except for one big man, and that would be number 50, Hanley. T-Jack steal the ball. Fast break again to Brandle. Brandle pulls the ball back out. T-Jack will set it up. So Brandle with the ball out top. They're running an even offense. He drives in, shoots a nice five-foot jump shot, and it's in. Good job, Brandle. T-Jacks are really coming out and spreading his floor well. They're in 1-2-2 press. Stafford with the ball. Over to missing. Back to Stafford. Over to number 24, Malston. Malston back to the big man underneath Hanley. Hanley back to Malston. To Stafford to missing. They're really passing that ball around. And number 12, Lidke, six-footer, shoots another three-pointer, and it is in. 1:55 left in the third quarter, 51-31, Bulldogs. They're back in. T-Jacks are back in their spread. Offense, they're evens. And DeCoso with the ball out front. Gets fouled by number 30, Stafford. So the ball will be out on the side. Looks like Koso will be throwing it in. Throws it in to Kazakin back to Koso. They're spread the floor with Bryan in the middle. Over to Kazakin, now to Bryan. Brando's looking at the three, decides not to take it. Ball goes back down to Bryan. Bryan goes up with it. Gets fouled. Fouled by number 50, Hanley. 6'2", Drew Hanley. Big man in the middle, takes up a lot of space, and a very good basketball player. However, Bryan is just challenging everything he can do under there at 5'10". And Bryan is doing a great job. Bryan goes up with free throw. First one, it is in. Back down to a 19-point lead by the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be taken one more. Free throw. See Jack set up. Bryan lets it go, and good. Down to an 18-point lead now. The Bulldogs trying to get it down the floor fast. Down to missing, over to Lidke, and back over to Molson. And they get it stolen. Koso's going down the floor with the stolen ball. Misses a layup. Back to the other side. Missing, trying to pass break on the other end of it. Ball goes to Molson. Molson brings it out. Over to Lidke. Over to Stanford. Back to Missing. Missing goes back out to Stanford for the three-point shot, and it is in. Move score to 54-33, 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Koso bring the ball down. They're spreading the floor. Koso throws the ball away, goes to the other end, missing. Bryan again with another steal and a very aggressive play. Koso takes the 15-footer, goes up, no good. Missing comes up with the ball. Missing going to the other end, goes in. Goes in for the layup, gets fouled. However, he tries to make a pass, and they are going to call it on the floor. So the Bulldogs will be bringing it in from underneath the T-Jack basket. He passed the ball in, Stafford. Over to Missing. Back to Stafford for the three-point shot. He misses it. Kuzakin up for the rebound. Bryan out. Gets the ball to Brandel. Brandel goes up for the shot. Makes it. Plus one. Gets fouled. Fantastic open court play by the T-Jacks. They are really running this ball. And, of course, that's to their advantage. They are very, very quick. And so Brando's going to the free throw line, and he'll shoot one. Memphis just entered the game. Bryan sitting down, taking the short break. Ball is good. Moves the score to 54-36, 18-point lead. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Bulldog takes shot, miss it. Bell rings, and end of the quarter. It really, really shows that these T-Jacks are obviously changed their game up. They're moving the ball down the floor much, much better than they have been earlier. They have found out that they're taking advantage of this quickness that they have, and they're just simply outrunning the Bulldogs. The other thing that they're doing better is they're getting these rebounds. This offensive set that the Bulldogs are running sets them up to get a lot of rebounds. However, T-Jacks, I guess after a little pep talk with Coach Crawford, are just dominating the defensive boards at this time. I'll tell you what, it's an absolutely different game this third quarter than it has been. We started off with this thing. It was a 19-point lead. And now it is a 18-point lead. They're just playing right along with them. And they're leaving their A-team in the game. They came out with Missing. They're out there with McCoffey. They're out there with Stafford. All right, here we go. Koso to Kazakin. Kazakin at top of the key. Throws it out of bounds. So it's going to be Nikiski ball out of bounds. Stafford be throwing in from out of bounds. Number 12, Lidke. Lidke has the ball. Back over to Stafford. Back to Lidke. Over to Mussing. Mussing back to Stafford. Stafford brings the ball over to Freeman. Freeman out again to Litke. Litke goes up for a layup and makes it. 56-36. Toso with the ball, bringing it down. Over to Kazakin. Kazakin's driving the perimeter. Doesn't find much open there. Throws it out to Ashton. Ashton back up top to Toso. Over to Brandle. Brandle throws it away. Nikiski ball. Stafford bringing it down. He looked like he's going all the way to the hole. Tried to slam dunk. Did not work. So we got Litke. Litke goes up for the layup. 38-36. Brandle bringing the ball down. Brings it over to Kazakin. Kazakin down to Koso. Kazoko couldn't hold on to it. Bulldogs ball. Okay, Missy bringing the ball down. Missing brings the ball over to Freeman. Freeman tries three-point shot, misses it. Kazakin comes up with the rebound and bringing the ball down. Koso with the ball, still on the perimeter. Over to Ashton, back to Kazakin, over to Brandle. Brandle at top of the key with the ball, with a crossover, goes to the hole, gets tied up. It is a foul on Freeman against Brandle. That will be the 15th foul, so they'll take the ball out underneath. Koso throwing the ball in. Gets the ball into Kazakin. Kazakin goes for the three. No good. Stafford bringing the ball back down the court, guarded by Ashton. On over to Missing. Missing over all the ball. Goes back to Freeman. Freeman goes up for a layup. Misses the layup. Ball is rebounded by McCaffey. McCaffey lays it back in. 60-36. Nikiski. Koso's bringing the ball back down. Goes into the corner with Ashton. Goes up for a three-point shot. Misses it. Freeman gets the rebound. Rebound goes out to Stafford. Stafford's bringing the ball down middle of the floor. He gets the ball out to White. White takes the shot, misses. He goes out of bounds. And they call a foul. T-Jack's ball underneath the bucket. So bringing the ball in. Okay. Brian comes back in the game. Koso goes up for a little jump shot, misses it. Freeman gets the ball going back to the other end, gets the ball out. Almost stolen by Kazakin. And what a hustler. He is doing a great job. Kazakin is all over the defensive floor. Okay, we got the three-point shot by Nikiski. It's a miss, tied ball underneath, and it will be Nikiski ball. Okay, it looks like almost stolen again, this time by Brian. Very aggressive defense. They just got a lot of height on these other teams that these guys, T-Jacks, have been playing. But, boy, they've been playing well. Okay, top of the key, three-point shot by Nikiski. No good. Foul. Not sure who it's on here. I don't know if they're sure who it's on. All right, it's on Kazakin. All right, the ball goes out of bounds, comes back in. Stolen by Brian. And Brian is still moving. There is a call on Freeman with a push against Brian. The Freeman's foul. And that should be a 1-1 as the Nikiski Bulldogs have seven fouls, which really sets the T-Jacks up an opportunity to shoot a lot of free throws as there is 4:40 left in the fourth quarter. Score is 60-36. Brian going up first, and it is good, 60-37. Brian getting set. Second free throw. And it is good. 60-38. Bringing up the ball for Nikiski. Number 34, Bostic. And timeout, Nikiski. Okay. It looks like we are going to have a long timeout here. So I will take you back to our sponsors. Thank you for your support.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All right, we are waiting for just a moment, and we'll be back to your basketball.
The City of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
Nikiski with the ball. Freeman over to Mystic. Back to Freeman up for a three-point shot. No good. Rebound. Number 20, Payne. He goes up and gets fouled by Eichley, number 3. So Payne will shoot two shots from the charity line. And it looks as though Brian has fouled out again. He is a very, very aggressive player. And has played fabulous. But he just, he's having a real problem with these big guys. And as they go up, he tends to not be able to go as high as some of these 6'3", 6'4", guys and chip them on the arm. Okay. Payne goes up. Hits both free throws. Now the T-Jacks come back to the other end. 4:20 left in game. Score 62-38. Koso with the ball, passed it over to Kazakin on a give and go. He goes up, and Koso is fouled on the shot, which will give him two shots. Koso up, takes the first shot. No good on the front rim. Koso's preparing for his second shot. And it is good. 62-39. Bostic with the ball. Being pressured. Number 20 with the ball on Payne. He travels. Ball will go the other way. Again, you're listening. We are going T-Jack, going right to left. And the Nenelchik and then Nikiski's going left to right. Brandel with the ball up top. They have gone back into a man. Koso with the ball now. Back over to Kazakin. Kazakin drives. Beautiful drive. Blocked in the middle by Freeman. Freeman with the ball. Ball goes to Bostic. Bostic back to Freeman. Freeman out. The number 22, White. Ball finally is put up. And there's White again for a three-point shot. No good. Koso with a fast break. And missed layup. steal by Ashton. Great hands by Ashton. Real quick hands. And puts it in. Good shot, Ashton. They start bringing the ball back down to the other side. McKiskey's with the ball and fouled by Kuzakin. That's number two on Kuzakin tonight. 3:06 left in the game, 62-41. Freeman with the ball. Back up top. Back over to Payne. Back up to White. Back to Payne. He takes a three-point shot. It's off. Again, offensive rebound for Nikiski. Number 40, McCoffey. McCoffey is fouled. Ball will go out underneath the basket, as that is only six fouls. Team fouls against Steve Jackson. McCoffey again up with the shot. Misses it. Back out to White. Back out to Missing. Missing with the ball. Back out to Payne. Payne inside to 40. McCoffey. McCoffey misses. 42 goes up with the ball again. Freeman and is fouled. So Nanilchik again, Nikiski again, all these names down here, some of them sound so much alike. Nick Lavis, Nanilchik, Nikiski. Freeman puts up his first shot and makes it. 63-41, 2:32 left in the quarter. Puts up the second one, misses it. Kuzakin rebound, throws it over to Koso. Koso with the ball on top. Ball goes over. A three-point shot by Brandel is off. Freeman's trying to fast break to the other end with Nikiski. Ball goes back out to Payne. Payne back up top. Bostic. Bostic over. And Freeman's got the ball going inside. Back out to Coffey. Kaufman. Bostic. Now Payne. Now Coffey again. And good. 65-41. 1:53 left in the game. Koso bringing the ball down. Over to Kuzakin. Kuzakin steps up, takes a three-pointer. No good. Memphis really hustling to get that rebound inside. Did a great job. It is black ball. A little bit of confusion out there. Nikiski thought it was theirs. Memphis, a freshman, getting into the game again. It's performed really well on the road trip. Set up against some pretty tough opponents. Brandel up top, over to Koso. Koso's driving, gets fouled again by number 20, Payne. Koso goes to the line with the 1-1. Folks, these T-Jacks really put on a performance the second half. They're really hustling, trying to listen to their coach, catch on to his philosophy and game. And they seem to be getting it. It's been a lot of fun following these guys through the last 13 days. Okay, Koso misses the first one of a 1-1. Ball goes back down. Back up number 44, McCollum. McCollum tries to go up. Can't get a handle on the ball, and it is a travel. Ball goes over. T-Jack. Koso with the ball, bringing it down. Over to Brandel. Brandel looks at the three-pointer, doesn't take it. Kuzakin. Back over to Koso. Koso's driving in. Back over to Brandel. Brandel looks at it, takes it, and it is off. Ball is rebounded by McCollum. McCollum brings the ball down. Gets the ball in the hands of Bostic. Bostic takes it over to Payne. Payne gets the ball stolen. Koso. Koso wide open layup and makes it. 65-43, 47 seconds left in the game. Great job. That quickness of Koso is just outstanding. Brady Bostic has the ball. Ball goes back over to Payne. Payne with the ball over in the corner. Back over to Bostic. And Bostic goes back court. Ball will go over to the T-Jacks. 33 seconds left in the game. Score 65-43. Okay, Koso with the ball up top, 30 seconds left. T-Jack spread it out. Ball loses the ball to the other end. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be T-Jack's ball. 23 seconds left on the clock. Zach will throw the ball back in to Koso. Koso is bringing the ball down. Looks like they might have to settle for one more shot here. See what they're setting up. Got Brandel on top. Brandel's bringing it back around the key and back over, running give and goes after give and goes. Koso lets a loose one go. It is stolen by number 20, Payne. Goes up to try to slam dunk and is fouled by Kazakin. 6.8 seconds left on the clock. 65-43. Payne at the line. First end of a two-shot foul. And it is good. Second one is good by Payne. 6.8 seconds. Koso's bringing it down. Looks like he's going to try to take him one last shot. And he does. He goes up a little bit short. Game is over. Wow. These T-Jacks really did a good job against his big 3A school this second half. I tell you, they are really starting to believe in Coach Crawford's philosophy. And when they call a timeout, and he calls a timeout, and they get over there and they round up, they really do not head out anywhere else. They pay attention to him, and it really shows on his adjustments during the second half. Well, listen, thank you very much for following us. We all appreciate it, the T-Jacks, the rookies. We all appreciate you folks listening in. Thank you very much to all of our sponsors. We really appreciate you guys. We know you are the guys that make it work. So for right now, we're signing out of Nikiski, Alaska. Thank you.